Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Minds 2012. And welcome back, Adrian. Are you there? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, we're back on Astromind 2012, and hope everyone's having a wonderful night tonight. And is there any topic that we need to talk about tonight, Roy?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about, what's been going on, in 2012 so far, and a lot of things that are coming up, and what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, it's really interesting about the thing that's going on in the economy with the way the president's been making a lot of changes. And we've been noticing a lot of prices going up, and hopefully we have a good president, a new election. I think Romney will do good for us.
Yeah. Main thing is, we don't want to keep, having everything keep going up where people can't afford it,
Right.
The price of gas, price of groceries, everything. We need to get everything back into balance.
Well, I think balance is the most important thing. When I feel like the shift of consciousness is part of the balance that we're all going through, and with the balance of, I think it'll balance everything else out as we go through it.
Well, the main thing is, everybody has to focus on, the positive, and, that things will get better, and that, our economy will get back in alignment.
Absolutely. And so why do you think we're having all these solar flares? Like, what's your thought on that?
Well, I think the main thing is we don't work alone. I think, a lot of this has to do with the ascended masters.
Uh-huh.
They're letting us know that, they're not too pleased, what is going on. A lot of trickery, a lot of, a lot of lies, a lot of things that, they feel that are not necessary, that we should all be more one. And what's your feeling about that?
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's going to be a huge awakening with, these different races that are coming to this earth, and they're all trying to help us with our ascension.
What's your feelings about all these UFOs that they keep spotting?
Well, I think that's all part of the balance, like you were talking about, putting everything into balance. They're bringing in good energies. They're letting us know that there is other life and that there is a greater life that that we can depend on the universe for our substances instead of focusing on the material for our weaknesses and on our dependence. And it's helping us all to be more independent and focus on the natural things of the earth, like the Indians believed, you know, going back to the living off the lands.
So do you feel that we're going to be going back to the basics?
Well, I feel like we're going to go back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
And it seems like since history has repeated itself over the years, it feels like it's going to come back to that time where we're going to break free of these chains of bonds that we have made with the devil. And with these chains and these bonds, they will be broken. And this will set us free to our divinity, our ascension. And that's where I think, like you were saying, the balance comes in.
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of it is, you know, people have to be more connected to Source. I think a lot of people have broken away from that by focusing more on the mundane, focusing more on money, focusing more on, you know, a lot of material things. That's why a lot of people, you know, lost their jobs, lost their homes, you know, lost a lot of, you know, personal items.
Fear is one of the biggest things that we're all faced with.
Yeah.
And I think that's the bonds of the devil, because the devil fears or feeds off fear.
Yeah.
So by giving the government power, what are we doing? We're giving him power by giving him more fear.
Right.
And our fears is our ego, and our ego is our fears, and that's where the bonds that we've made those agreements, where it comes in. And once we break those bonds, we don't have to live in fear anymore.
That is so true. Main thing is we have to remember who we are, where we came from, and where we're going.
And to do that, we must break the bonds.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, for these races to connect with us, I think that we have to be part of that oneness that will connect to their energy resources. So that's the only way they can help us, is we have to connect to them.
And what do you feel about these people who have had contact with these aliens?
Well, the ones that have made contact are the ones that are the chosen ones to really spread out the word. Like that lady that talks about UFOs.
She's talking about Dolores Cannon?
Yeah, Dolores Cannon. She's one of them, and she's really, really trying hard to put her energy out there to let people know how to connect with these energies so that we can rely on their resources and to break the bonds, you know, from the material. That's her contract.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Because her whole mission is she don't want people to end up suffering, and that's where we're all headed. We're headed to the brink of suffering because we've depended so much on the money system that the government and the president is making it so easy for people to suffer. So,
well,
if we put our faith in these higher beings, they will bring these substances. They will bring the things that we need to survive because they know what we need. All they want us to do is ask them.
That is so true. Looks like we're getting some callers lining up. Why don't we go ahead and invite one of these callers onto our show?
Okay.
Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 562 area. You're on the air. Hello. 562. Let's go with the next caller, the VDix 1979. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Hi. I was just listening. You can just go to the next caller who wants a reading. I'm just listening.
Was there anything that you would like to know?
You're
welcome to ask any question that you have.
I guess you can look and see if you see a friend of mine, him and I rekindling. We're still friends, but we're just not together right
now.
You
want to know if you're going to reconsolidate?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you would bring that up because the feeling that you feel from that, it feels like from what I'm feeling from you and your energy is that you feel like you're going to reconsolidate, and that's why you asked the question to get confirmation, and you're searching confirmation. And to me, confirmation is synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
So the synchronicity will be the answer to your prayer to connect with this person. So therefore, you will reconnect, and the timing will be in the time of your time when it is perfect for you and perfect for him.
Because
mm-hmm. right now he's afraid. You know, he's thinking the same thing. It's like, will I ever be forgiven for the separation of what has departed us, what has mm-hmm. departed you and his energy.
Yeah, and that's what I was, because like, I wonder, like, if he's wondering, like, would I forgive him? I don't really know, like, exactly why he is, because it was so sudden, but we still talk, like, he contacts me. I don't really initiate that much when somebody contacts me, and so I don't know if he's wondering if I'll forgive him or what because of just leaving it like the way he did.
Well, that's what he's wondering right now. He's wondering, will she forgive me? Will we consolidate? You know, it's like you both are feeling the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's synchronicity.
Gotcha.
It's out of synchronicity and timing.
Yeah. Well, that's still good, though. I mean, that there's hope.
There's always hope.
Yeah.
You just got to search for it.
Yeah, well, some relationships just aren't going to get back, you know. But yeah. Well, thank you.
Now, we thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope that we were able to help you in any way.
Yes, definitely. You can just leave me on mute, and I'll just continue.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll leave you on mute, and we're going to go ahead with the next caller. From the 111 area.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, and what's your name, please?
Joanne, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
We hear you.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from California.
Okay, and do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do have a question. I have a new friend. Her name is Tess. And she was observing me on some occasions, and then she invited me into her company. It is basically a new company manufacturing or selling vitamins in the U.S. And then later on, like she wants to to produce this in the Philippines and Malaysia in Asia. And the way I see her, she has a very big heart, and she really wants good people for her company. I just want to know what you see with this company and, you know, my stint with their company.
Nathan, what are you getting?
I'm getting that the first thing that you need to do is build a trust level of communication.
Okay.
And that you need to plan it out to where you're going to go from point A to point B in time frames and how you're going to set it up and where you're going to go. And everyone has to be on the same page, the same notes, to play the music.
Okay. And
once you align that energy, then the music will sound beautiful. But you don't want to be on different sheets of music. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does. In fact, that's what we wanted in our last meeting. They had a board meeting. And
mm-hmm.
that we want, all of us want to be in the same page, because like 3 years ago when it first started, it didn't prosper because, you know, some people had their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, since we know that the company doesn't have money yet, like it's starting from ground zero, then all of us are not going to be paid yet, as yet, until we get our finances there. We get our finances straight.
Yeah, see, that's where the foundation comes in. And I think once you build that foundation and the trust level and the communication and everyone's on the same page, then it will align itself for you and it will go into balance, you know, in all of your chakras. Because you're all part of the same contract, soul contract.
Okay.
So as long as you're on the same page and you guys all agree, then it will be a success. I see that in the cards. It will be a success.
Mm-hmm. So you see us also like opening markets in the Philippines and in Malaysia, in
Absolutely.
Other countries?
My
wow.
guides are, I just want to ask you a question. My guides are telling me to tell you what makes your company different than any other company.
Because glutathione is the mother of antioxidants, as Dr. Oz mentioned in his TV show. And that when it comes to glutathione, it's one thing that people in the Philippines loved, and it was really, when it first started, like anything that's glutathione, people would buy it.
Okay, so it's unique, you know, from
yes.
that country then.
Yes, yes, it is unique.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you think that my friend Tess will do as she promised, as long as the company is going to be successful?
Well, see, this is the thing. If they can promise her a success of something that she's wanting them to promise to live up to their obligations, then it will automatically align itself to the point where you want it to be, so that way the music will start playing, and then when you hear the music playing,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That will be your synchronicity. That will be, you know, your message to let you know that, yeah, we're all on the same page. It's going to be in alignment. It's going to be perfect timing and a perfect place for a perfect pay. And that is the part of the affirmation that you always want to tell yourself is perfect timing, perfect place, and perfect pay.
Perfect
because
timing.
Everybody wants to get paid equally, and they want to get paid for their time and energy that they put into this.
Yes, correct. Uh-huh. Yeah. And yeah, I'm really excited to join this business, although it's still a startup business. In fact, that's what I want, to be part of a startup business so that when it grows, then, you know, I would be part of those who have contributed to the success of the company.
I have a question for you. You have an accent. What country are you from?
From the Philippines.
You're from the Philippines.
Yes.
And
your
ancestors, are they, do they have different abilities? I mean, do they have any kind of psychic abilities?
Who? Oh.
Your ancestors.
I'm not sure. I don't think there's anybody in the family that did psychic work?
Because I'm looking, you know, back, you know, in the past lives right now, and I'm seeing, you know, your ancestors, and they were able to see, you know, into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so my guides are telling me that you have to use some of those abilities to look, you know, into your future with this business. You know, and that all that is just, you know, following your intuition. You know, let your
and
intuition.
And that's funny you'd bring that up, Roy, because on the movie The Merlin, the king asked Mab, he asked her, "Can you help me win this war?" And he says Merlin can see it, and she said, "Well, do you see you winning this war? Do you see your own future?" And that is a message where you have to see it to know that you're going to win the war.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That you're going to claim victory, and
yeah,
you will succeed in the end.
Wow.
Because if you only see doubt, and you only see as far as you want to take it, then that's where you're going to go.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, we're the ones who set our limits.
I believe you.
You know, and our limits are unlimited. So where do you want to, you know, where do you want to go?
Yeah, where do you see yourself in 12 years from now or a year from now with your business?
Yeah.
I see. You know what, in my heart, I know that when we had this meeting, I know that this is going to really enter the Philippine market because we are contracting with a marketing company that already has clout in the Philippines.
Yeah. A lot of it's not what you know, but who you know.
True.
So
yeah,
that's good.
That's
yeah,
going to
so,
help a lot.
Mm-hmm. I just stumbled upon her because I attended this like network marketing, and it was in her office that the meeting was held, and then I was introduced to her, and you know, she was kind of observing people coming in her office. And so she prayed and discerned. She said she discerned and really prayed for the Lord to guide her in choosing people. And that's why she talked to me if I could help her out in the company. And without any doubt, I said
yes. And that's all synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
There is no coincidence.
So it's not like she received revelation.
Yeah.
And in the revelation, it was told to her that you would be the one that would bring balance to the business.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not going to waste that gift. Yeah. Is there anything else that you see for me financially?
Well, it's interesting because the financial has a lot to do with not just with this business, but with to do with your gift to balance this business. And when you learn, when you begin to balance other people's businesses, you'll begin to balance yourself financially, where you feel like there's a part of you that's not totally balanced, so you feel like you have to be part of that balance to bring balance into your financial situation. And that's what you're doing right now in a multi-dimensional dimension, as you're bringing balance to this business. So the universe is going to provide to you for giving your energy. So you're giving your energy, and that was the revelation that she had, that she wanted to tell you.
Oh, wow. Okay. I honor that.
And that's coming from the veil. I mean, that's coming from, you know, past the veil. She's looking past the veil, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From a higher dimension is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, she's very prayerful. Wow. I appreciate your insights, and I'm surely I'm going to value this opportunity that was given to me.
Absolutely, and I think it's going to keep you busy for a while, too, because you're going to be working on a lot of projects.
Yes, you know that? Oh, my gosh, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Gosh, you're so good. I didn't even mention anything about my other activities. And yes. I do have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things going on right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah, your guide came through really strongly and told me that.
Yeah. I'm helping also my husband in his home-based business. And, because it's one way of showing my support for him, because he's been out of job. Yeah, he's
my guys are telling me that you're a very successful businesswoman once you, you know, set your mind to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
and
you know, just keep, you know, following your intuition. Like I said, you know, you're not working alone. A lot of your ancestors are working with you, and plus, you know, a lot of your, you know, there's higher sources that work.
Uh huh. So they're helping me.
Yeah.
Can I call on them?
You always
Absolutely.
Can call on them.
You can always call on them.
Never work alone.
Okay.
No,
do you have a name?
What
I'm getting, one of them's name is Danielle.
Okay.
And he was an archangel.
Oh, yeah? Daniel, archangel. Okay. And my relatives who have passed over?
Well, your relatives are angels.
Before
Native
we go off the air, I want to share something with her. And this is a book that Adrian, that he was able to find, and it would be a good book for you. Tell her what that book is about, the Ascended Masters and Angels.
It's called, I'll just grab it here.
It's called
The Encyclopedia of Angels, Spirit Guides, and Ascended Masters.
Encyclopedia of Angels, Spirit Guides.
And Ascended Masters.
And Ascended Masters.
by Susan Gregg.
By Susan Gregg. Okay, I'm going to buy this book.
And we highly recommend that book, and it'll
help
you get past any barriers or any difficulties that you might, you know, experience.
Uh-huh.
And they will speak to you when you attune yourself to this book.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll get this book and, you know, and see what's in here.
They'll give you different signs, messages, synchronicities, visions, clairvoyance, prophecies. Whatever the master does or whatever the angel does, that's what they'll do. And it tells you
uh-huh.
how to contact them.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow. Thank you so very much.
They
I really appreciate
it.
Yeah. Is there a number I can call you to do some private reading?
Yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to email us.
Okay.
You can email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com.
Pathfinder?
Pathfinder255.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a website?
We do have a website. Did you know their website name, Roy?
We want to make sure that, you know, the one that we're using. Best thing for her to do is to send you an email, and then we'll give her that link to that.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll send you the link.
But
oh, okay.
we'll assist you in any way we can. We have other abilities to help you so that you can, you know, get whatever, you know, you want from this company.
What you want accomplished.
You want accomplished.
We'll set her into the miracle integration.
Yeah.
We'll do a miracle integration on you.
Okay, miracle.
Because it sounds like your soul is learning to be in a goal. So you have to align your soul with your goal.
Right.
Oh,
and
okay.
And really put your heart into it, because if you don't, then it could fail. Because other people around you are not only negative, but they have seen doubt. They have seen failure, and they have attuned themselves to that failure, and you have to align yourself so that you can bring them into balance.
Okay.
And that is a very hard thing to break, because we all have seen failure, and we've all seen our fears, you know?
I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
So
we have
to learn
to
break those barriers.
We're in 2012, so things are moving a lot more rapidly right now.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely they are. Even the negative.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I know that in numerology, they said that I am in cycle 9. So it's like the ending and, of course, a new beginning by September.
Yeah.
And it's already happening, the new beginning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why you're going into a new business.
Oh.
And it's interesting that you would bring up numerology, because I'm a 22 and Adrian's a 11.
Uh-huh.
And they're both master numbers.
Oh, okay.
And, you know,
I am prophecy.
Yeah.
And Roy's the maker.
Yeah.
I see. My life path is 9.
So you're more business and more money oriented.
Yeah.
So you know how you're a magnet for money.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, please? What is it about money?
You're a magnet for money.
Oh. Okay.
That's what number 9 is.
Yeah.
But number 9 is a very spiritual It's not number eight. Number eight is more material. Number nine is more of the spiritual when it comes to money.
Mm.
So you're going to be doing a lot of spiritual work for a lot of people and a lot of healing with money.
Yeah, in fact, what I really want to do ever since, even when I was 7 years old, was to put up a foundation.
Right.
And that's your path.
You know, that's one of your past lives. That
yeah.
You had that, like a monastery.
You're not
the monks, yeah.
Oh. You know what, you're not the first one who told me that.
Really?
There was one guy in the Philippines that
mm-hmm.
told me that years ago. And now I'm hearing it from you.
Yeah.
See, there's another synchronicity.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Because your guides really want to speak tonight.
Yeah.
I guess so, because I didn't
actually,
even have...
my guides are telling me that you really need a reading, you know, a personal reading with Adrian, because he could go into a lot more detail.
Uh-huh.
And tell you more about these past lives so that you can have a better understanding, you know, of where
okay.
you're at right now.
Mm-hmm. Are we still on air? Or
no, we're not on air right now.
Oh, we're not on air. Usually, how much would you charge for a one-hour reading?
It's $50 for a 1 hour.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So how can I give my payment?
Well, you can mail it to me.
Yeah.
In a check.
Okay.
That's usually what my friend does. He'll send me a check for every sale that he makes on his NeoCube.
And that's another thing, too, that we want to help you with is explain to her what the NeoCube is, Agent.
The NeoCube is a alien technology that is a box that opens up Stargate interdimensional portals that connects with the universe, and through those portals it connects with a vortex, which is a triangle, which
uh-huh.
is a part of our chakras, because our chakras are all triangles. And when we connect with that energy, we connect on a higher note, like a higher frequency.
Oh, okay.
So when we ask for something, we're speaking to that energy, that source, and it's bringing forth your desires. It's manifesting through the cube, through the vortex.
Mm. So is that something that's physical, or is it something that is... that, you know, like just like an imagination or vision it, something like that?
It's something physical. It's a cube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's really like physically a cube.
Yeah, see, I got a bigger one. I got the Ideal 80, which is more, it's like a generator. It's like more, it instead of like putting out the energy, it brings the energy back into you. It's a generator, so it amplifies the energy. It makes it more powerful, more potent.
Hmm. Okay. So
because
these
it's
are
a
two
generator.
So these are two different things?
Yeah, and the Zen Master, which is the Ideal 10, that one puts out lesser amount of energy, but at a faster rate. It's more of a speedy. But this one shoots out rays of energy, like it's the Ideal 80 is a generator. It generates all the Neo cubes and amplifies the energy.
So which one would you recommend?
I would recommend the 80 for you.
Yeah.
What's the 80?
Explain to her again what the 80 is.
It's more powerful. it's a generator.
Oh, okay, the second one that you mentioned.
The second one is the Zen Master, Ideal 10.
Uh-huh.
And that one moves a little bit faster, but it's not as potent. I mean, it's not as, like, there might be one that's too potent for you, and you might need the Ideal 10. It just depends on where is your frequency, how high is your frequency, you know, where is your belief system. So it works in different, wherever your vibrational frequency is.
Uh-huh. How would you know which one would be good for me if you're basing it on, you know, like the frequency?
Yeah, I would say the Ideal 80 because you're doing a lot of ascension right now.
Uh-huh.
And you're very spiritually aware, and you believe in a higher power.
Yes.
So you're at that level to the point where you can take the energy because you're at that level. Because like Roy says, it comes from your ancestors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Now I'm seeing the connection.
Yeah.
It's
so
amazing.
You're on a higher note.
I just want to share with you that we've seen the results, and they are, it's amazing.
They are
really
amazing.
Like,
yeah.
Can you give me one?
Okay, we're going to give you a quick example.
Okay.
You can tell her what happened when you used the Ideal 80 for something that you were experiencing.
Well, we know, Roy, that the retrogrades are getting stronger, and especially for 2012, we know about the solar flares. We know about everything that's throwing us off the balance
mm-hmm.
so that we can reconnect with Source, and we need to be thrown off to reconnect. So with the NeoCube, it is a great tool to help you to reconnect with the Source energy. So because it's such on a higher note and a higher level of consciousness, it's almost like it has its own brain. I was in a situation where the retrograde came around and my money seemed like it just kept going out the back door with the government. They kept taking my checks and I couldn't pay my rent and things were just going really downhill.
Okay.
So I got the Ideal 80. I had some cards. I looked at my tarot cards, and they said, you need the tool. You need tools. And I said, okay, what are the tools? Well, then I got the Ideal 80.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ideal 80 is worth $50,000, but I got it for free from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such powerful government technology, it's alien technology, because it's manufactured. He doesn't make them, his company does, but it somehow brought my money situation back into balance. They were able to give me my money back that they took from me.
Oh, okay. So this Ideal 80...
So it does stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It brings everything back to balance.
Okay, so it's a balance. So you sell this, how much would that be?
Roy, what would you say?
Well, the whole thing is she needs to talk to James.
Okay.
To get a price figure on that. Because we work along with James and we help to promote, you know, his sales.
Now you're talking about buying one?
Well, I don't know, because at this time I don't have enough resources, but I just want to know the price.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we can do it. We can do it for you, and it would be cheaper for you, or you can actually buy yourself one once you see the results.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the results, then I would recommend buying one. Once you see the results, once you see it start working, You know, I could do it for you, and you can give us some kind of energy exchange,
mm-hmm.
So that it will manifest in the order.